I think we can see Andy Perry coming towards us as I speak at the moment. And, well, Andy, the first question is that you're obviously the direct response of York City. I've just been saying that Mansfield Town players and York City players, by the end of this year, will be able to exchange Christmas cards, birthday cards, anniversaries, chats about wives and girlfriends, because they're going to know each other pretty well. So, but seriously, how do you feel about the result? It's about a job done rather than a spectacular game.
Oh, definitely. I think if that was a league game, we would have took a draw away from home after today. I thought the team played well. They dug in, they showed that spirit, I think, that the Mansfield Town fans have been wanting to see for the last few weeks. So, I think Village worked well with the players this week. I don't think we can underestimate what the weather today, the wind out there, I think it was a lot worse than it really looked in the commentary area where you are. So,
well, we thought it was very strong in the first half. We thought it was dying away in the second. We thought the game was dying away in the second period as well. It's not a game of two halves, yeah, an old football saying, but the action of the game really came in the first period, ideally for both sides, more chances.
Yeah, definitely. We seemed to play better against the wind. The ball was holding up for us. Second half, same as York in their first half, the ball was just going up front and running through to the goalie for a goal kick. So, and there wasn't many strikes on target in the second half, where I thought might have made a bit more effort to have a shot on goal. But anyway, it's a draw in the hats for the first round proper, and we'll replay on Tuesday.
Yeah, so, you have reached the hats, haven't you? The first time since about 1930, other than the war years, when there wasn't the FA Cup, that Mansfield Town hadn't been in the first round. You can have some satisfaction for the Perry Chairmanship History book to record in that one. You've got to play on Tuesday night now, don't you?
That's it, Tuesday night and the following Tuesday. So
Tuesday night, the following Tuesday, in between a trip to the seaside, down in Torquay, all good fun and
yeah,
good
days.
So good company, yeah.
Forward to it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's also, though, to be played in that sort of thing. Test the wallet of the fans. Test the wallet of the fans.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, there was 275 travelling here today. Obviously it's the FA Cup replay Tuesday at home. We have to discuss with you all what we can do on prices there, because we're determined by the FA how that works as well. But like I said, we've got this double bubble coming up with the Altrincham and Salisbury game as well, where, you know, buy one ticket, the other half price. We're all very mindful. We're all very proud of our fans, how they do follow us around the country as well. So
now, what about the draw? I mean, you're in the draw. Let's suppose that you're going to be lucky enough to, or worthy enough to win against York City back at Peel Mill. What would you like to see pop out of that draw? Something like a Leeds United or something like that?
Yeah, anybody at home, really, I suppose, isn't it? I mean, like, plenty of...
Well, isn't it everybody at home? Come on, be honest. Leeds United away from home, lots of loot, lots of dodge.
Not all about the money, it's about, you know, the magic of the FA Cup. To have Leeds United playing out at Phil Mill in the FA Cup be fantastic for the club. But, you know, there's County, there's Chesterfield, there's Lincoln out there. I mean, it'd be nice to have a big derby game there as well. But also, in my opinion, let's try and get through to the third round of the FA Cup when the big boys really come in. That'd be fantastic, yeah.
I know you're going to go down and have a word with your manager before you leave the ground. We were hearing from him before the game and of what his feelings were, etc. And he said, you know, it was a bit like Maggie Thatcher in his way. Billy McGee was not the sort of turning, you know, I've made a sterner start. May not have been the greatest game in the world, but you're hoping that the fall from form of the recent few weeks and maybe the fact that the crowd, from what I've heard, could quite rightly be able to say, hey, things are not going the way they should be. But now is that a statement being made today that at least there's enough grit, and there's enough grit in the players to turn the season back round the way it was at first?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a fire in the belly today. There's no doubt about it. And like I said, Billy's an experienced and good manager, and he'll keep that going throughout the week. And the players know what they have to do as well. But sometimes they just need a bit of G'ing up, pepping up, and I think Billy got the mix right this week. There's a lot of hard double training this week, and also a bit of socialising as well. So I think he got the balance right, and he's going to keep that going.
All right, so a quick word about the socialising. I mean, we hear that your captain actually failed a fitness test for the socialising. You know, I mean, what is all that about? I mean, he failed a fitness test to go bowling. I mean, and then he's able to play on the Saturday. What on earth is that about?
Well, you know, it's all in the wrist, Tony. I'll leave that one with you.
Thank you very much, Andy Perry, chairman of Mansfield Town Football Club. In fact, he had a broken toe. Yeah, is that right? Broken toe?
I believe so.
Because they played today with a broken toe, but Billy didn't want him to risk it in the bowling alley. Well, there you are. He is Scottish, isn't he? You know, I mean, I don't mean Eddie Mose.
The manager is.
Yeah, I know the manager is. Right, okay. People are dispensing programmes, pieces of paper and all sorts of things around this ground in a bid to raise finance, etc. for York City. Well, I wonder how they feel about today. You know, opportunity lost, perhaps.
I don't know, you know, because the sides were so even. I know I keep harping on about it, but you couldn't put anything in the way of York City Mansfield Town again.
Portersfield Mill, apart from broken by the Owen Glendowris of Wales or whatever, it's usually pretty strong, I feel, doesn't it?
Well, it has been up until the last two home games, which have both ended in defeat against Woking and Wrexham. But at the start of the season, of course, they were on a fantastic run. We'll be hoping to reclaim that starting Tuesday night.
Hopefully do. Coming to that, of course, on...